This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And it's a great pleasure to welcome into the studio this afternoon from Cambridge Salvation Army, John Mott. John, very good afternoon to you.
Hello, Neil. It's nice to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
You're very welcome. It's nice and warm in here, at least.
It certainly is, yes.
Now, let me just get... How do we do it for titles? What's your role within the Salvation Army?
I'm a retired major.
Right.
Doesn't mean very much, actually, but you have to serve long enough to be a major. A bit like being a canon in the Church of England, you know.
So serve
long enough and you become a major. So.
And now you're retired, you've never been busier.
I am fairly busy. Yes. I do a lot of fundraising for the army and help with the band and do all kinds of jobs that weren't done by other people. So that's fine.
That's all right. It's good, isn't it? Now, the Salvation Army is an absolute linchpin part of life in Cambridge, especially when it comes to homeless, rough sleepers, things like that. And you've come in today saying you've got some figures. Talk us through them.
Well, my wife, Jan, she runs the Salvation Army Community Centre on Mill Road.
Right.
It's a full-time job for her. She's working far too hard in my estimation. However, she seems to enjoy it and gets great satisfaction from it. And I asked her for some figures this morning. And I said, can you tell me how many meals you serve for the homeless? She said it was 507, to be precise.
507?
In the last year, and then 692 lunches, 150 breakfasts, and of course the centre is open every day for men to just to drop in, have a cup of coffee or tea and just sleep on the settee or use the loo or whatever. But then when it comes to Christmas time, this time of the year, she's working very hard with an appeal for toys for anybody wants to drop them into the centre. And last year we gave out 105 toy parcels.
Wow.
Each of those parcels containing at least three or four toys for children. And 238 food parcels.
My goodness.
Bags of stuff which is packed out for families.
Yeah.
And she tells me that this year will increase because of universal credit taking bite.
That's interesting, because everyone's been saying about it, everyone's been worrying about it, and we keep seeing the government delaying the rollout, delaying the implementation, trying to make it sort of... But we've mentioned this to Winter Comfort, to Jimmy's, and they're saying, some of it could be done. You're directly seeing this.
We are directly seeing it, as far as she's concerned, certainly. And so it'll be more... the demand will be greater because of that.
Dreadful, isn't it?
Which is very sad.
It is
very
dreadful.
Sad.
And all this work that's done down there, is it a small team of volunteers, or have you got quite a
mate.
Is that right?
No, it is basically, she runs the show, but she'll get in volunteers to help with this toy thing and the food parcel thing. But she kind of runs it with just two or three of them.
That's amazing.
She is paid by the army, but she's the only one that is paid, and the rest are volunteers, so...
That is really amazing. It just shows, we couldn't do it without you, really, could we?
No, not really. And it's open every rough sleepers, you should say, and feeding and all. Today, she's fed about 15 homeless men for hot lunch, takeaway.
And on a day like this, that makes all the difference, doesn't it? It makes all the difference.
Do you know, it's hard to get some of these guys off the street to go down there.
Is that right?
I'm in the town collecting, trying to raise funds for the army, and I walk around the town every morning. And I say to these guys who are in doorways and sleeping rough and all that kind of stuff, are you coming to the Sally Army for a hot lunch today? Oh, yeah. But they don't come.
Yeah.
I hesitate to say this on air, but they just would rather sit there and beg money.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it?
For other purposes.
When help is there. Help is absolutely there.
Yeah, and
Cambridge, I would say Cambridge is pretty good at this. We've got a very good integrated system on the go, haven't we?
Jimmy's, Winter Comfort, us and one or two others, and it's great.
So, whilst it's a terrible place to be on the streets for anybody at any time, actually there is help
and you should have a
warm tongue, warm food.
Absolutely.
Well, keep it up, that's all I can say.
We shall, because there's a need, there's a Salvation Army. Do you know what Churchill called the Salvation Army?
Go on.
The church with its sleeves rolled up. We thought that was great.
Very good, very
great
important
description.
But it is, isn't it? It's the church doing what really it's designed to do, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Reaching right out and reaching to the
absolutely
poor. So tell us about the Christmas appeal then, John. What are you after? What do you need?
After toys, really.
Right.
So anybody can drop in. They've got to be new toys. They can't be second-hand toys. They've got to be new toys. And particularly, toys, but for teenagers... You don't give them toys.
You give
them makeup, apparently, she tells me. So if you want to drop your makeup in... I know you've given it up now, Neil, so you don't have to wear it anymore.
Yeah, me, I've stopped.
Yeah, you've stopped now. So when you go and buy your next stuff, drop some in there. But that kind of thing for teenagers, toys for little ones, and you drop them in at the centre.
So anything from newborn
babies
right up to 18?
12, 18-year-olds, yeah.
Okie dokie. Yeah, and people can just drop in at any time, or when's the centre open?
It's open every day, and even Saturday this week, because the Mill Road Fair.
Oh, of course.
And they're feeding no end of people on Saturday, so it's going to be mayhem down there on Saturday. Hot dogs and all the rest of it, burgers and, you know.
Okay.
Just part of the scene on Mill Road Fair.
It's a very much part of it, absolutely.
Yeah, very much.
And so, just to recap then, so these will get put into packages and these will be distributed amongst...
We get our contacts from social services. They tell us how many families on their circuit, whichever social worker is working in that bit of Cambridge. I've got six families with, say, maybe 15 children or 18 children, whatever it is. So we make up a parcel for each child within that family. So if there are four kids, for instance, each child will get at least two or three toys. So they've got something to open on Christmas morning if nobody else has bought them anything.
There you are. So that'd be a good thing to do for Christmas.
Absolutely.
If you're out today, so if you're in the supermarkets and things like that, just take a little look extra, because things like makeup, toys, you know, they don't have to cost the world, but it does just help, doesn't it,
for
people who are at Christmas.
And if they're new, of course, kids love it. Open them, what it's like.
Ripping them open
a
parcel.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, let's hope. So that's it. It's up and running. The appeal is open. And when does it run till?
Right up till Christmas, basically.
Right.
But I think they actually start sending the stuff out about 4 days before Christmas, so I've got two or three weeks yet.
Well, I mean, most people will be coming into town for the Mill Road Winter Fair anyway on Saturday, so that'd be a great opportunity to grab some then and drop it into you. As you say, if they're going to be open anyway.
They'd get a hot dog as well.
Good. Well, that's, sounds perfect to me.
Yeah.
And you've got the Christmas concert on, are you?
You
must look forward to January. You really must.
We do breathe a sigh of relief.
Yes.
But do you know what, Nick? It's very satisfying, because you bring a lot of joy to a lot of people. And not only with what I've just been talking about, feeding the homeless and all that kind of, toothless smiles are great, from these guys. But then the band go out on the street. We're in the town centre on Saturday morning, every Saturday morning through December. And as soon as we start to play, people start to smile.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it brings you joy. You know, the old-fashioned carols, they just love it. In the open air, Army Band playing in carols in the open air, there's nothing better.
It gets
Christmas
you in your
now begins.
It gets you in your Christmas shopping mood. You're absolutely right. I can't get started. I have to come into Cambridge and then I just walk around. You get the atmosphere.
Yeah,
you see people.
Yeah.
As you say, you guys chime up. You think, right, now.
Here we go.
What am I after? And off you go and you're all fired up.
Yeah, it's another pair of black socks.
Exactly. You can never have too many. But you've got your concert then. So tell us about that.
The concert is called Christmas Begins Here.
Right.
So it literally means that. So we have some guests coming in. We have our own band, a brass band of 25 players or so. We have our own chorus of about 30 singers. And then we have guests, four trombonists from the Black Dyke Band up in Yorkshire.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be...
A frightening prospect, that is, lad.
That'll be...
But they are superb players.
I was going to say.
And they'll add enormously to our concert. And a professional pianist from the West End, who's going to come down, play the piano, and he's going to play with the band and play on his own, play with these guys as well, I guess. So lots of things happening in that concert.
And this is all taking place at West Road?
West Road on the 9th of December, 6 o'clock. Tickets are available at the usual online, and there's a phone number. And
I see you can get them through the website, which is CAMSA, Salvation Army, CAMSA.org.uk. Tickets £12 for adults, £6 for children.
That's it.
Sounds very, very good. And as you say, the Black Dyke Trombone Quartet.
Yeah.
That's good. So you are a musician by...
I'm a trombone player.
Ah.
As is Jan, too. We sit next to each other in the band, so I can't escape from her at any time. Except when she's at work, and I'm at work, so, but, yeah.
Exactly. Also, this will be quite amazing, then, for you to be playing along with the Black Dyke guys.
Whether I can say this or not, but we only met a few years ago, and we only married 18 months ago. I'm in my dotage. I'm in my mid-80s.
My goodness me, you're not.
Yes, she lost her husband with cancer. My wife died about 10 years ago. And so we thought, well, you know, we both play the trombone. Why don't we get together and make music together? So, so we're very happily married now.
How amazing. What a lovely story.
It's a lovely story.
That is a lovely story. Mm. Excellent. All right, so there we are. So that is Christmas Begins Here. It's the Cambridge Salvation Army annual Christmas concert. It's at West Road Concert Hall on Sunday the 9th of December. 6:30, doors open at 6 o'clock. Tickets £12 for adults, £6 for children. If you want to get them, there's a link on the CAMSA website, C-A-M-S-A, for CAM Salvation Army, camsa.org.uk, or just Google it and it'll come straight up. And it'll be a great gig, won't it?
It will be a great gig.
Excellent. It'll I hope you do have it sounds like you really are up for this.
Oh, we're up for it, yeah. And we're practising last night like the mad.
Excellent.
So one number's called Kings of Swing.
So what with that and all the other stuff that's going on, have a wonderful run up to Christmas.
Thanks
on behalf of everyone here in Cambridge 105 for the work that the Salvation Army does. It's a great job, and Cambridge wouldn't be the same without you. So thank you for that. And let's hope you do get to put your feet up in January.
Oh, we will. We will.
Excellent. That's retired Major John Mott from the Cambridge Salvation Army. And if you're driving along thinking, I can't write those details down, just send me a text when it's safe and legal to do so, and we'll send those details back out to you. They're on the website anyway. Great. So go to our What's On Guide and you'll find them there. John, thank you very much indeed. You.